is the BPC book. Since it's a joint song, since it's a it's musical. Let me check on that. My mic was off, so I was saying, let me repeat, life, right? Favorite word, favorite thing metalheads like to say during the 80s. No. If someone just like, they want to hang out with you because they got hot chicks, hang out with you all the time. Some old, could be young, but it's old geezer. Come out tonight with it. Short hair. No. Well, very well groomed hair. I'll come out to you. Like, dude, metal. I love metal. I love heavy metal. It's good. Good music, man. And they do the bobbing, like say, ah, these guys are in the '70s with disco. Know what we metalheads reply? Get a life. And they get it. Like 5 minutes later they get, oh, walk away. Yeah. That and I had a piece of pizza. Kind of resist. It's getting cold. I don't know if I can reheat it again. But one of the best pizzas I ever had down here. Not too far from this spot. It's called the Capri. The other ones from somewhere else I went, they have a chain. I think they have three stories. Three pizzeria. This one I go, like, perfect sauce, perfect cheese, and the crust crunchy. It's crunchy. It's like, Like, just a click, 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 click. It's not cracker. It's dough, and the dough is made correct. It's like, this is pizza. Yeah. That's the crust. It's nothing like it. Whole wine bottle. This is New York pizza. It didn't say New York. We have a New York pizza. They don't claim it. But everybody else over here says authentic New York pizza. Then you go and eat it. And there's saggy middle. They don't crunch. Just boop, drip. Droopy. I'm like, no. That's when you go. No, when the waitress come, or you go behind, not behind, but in front of the register, give it a look and say, get a life. You walk out. No, you don't do that. Don't do that. But it's just like, it's okay, just don't go back there. Okay. Then I talked about before the whole podcast started, talking about the honing. There's an issue. Well, you can go on Rumble. I've watched the video, but honing was banned in Australia. It started from here. The etymology on Wikipedia is correct. Honing, silver spoon. Live off immoral earnings. So it's like GTA 5, basically. But it turned into this whole car burnout culture. And I think they say Queensland, or this whatever, Australia in general. Then they say, nope, you cannot have that. I don't know what's the maximum penalty for honing is 4,712, 6 months imprisonment. Like, oh, in Japan they don't. Well, on my website I put the Bosoku. If you click on images, window search, BOSOZOKU. You're gonna see it's still happening. But in the old days, they would just ref, right? They would travel around Japan, Tokyo, anywhere. It's go, whoa, 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 whoa. And later on, they got the same JDMs that you can drift. They put dock bills. It's bizarre culture. But police are there. Say, you're allowed to do this. They made a deal. Say, you're allowed to do this. But when you leave this parking lot, you gotta take all that stuff off. Your car will be illegal. You'll get impounded. Bikes, they cannot do anything. So it has to be legal. Because some of the bikes, just amazing. Amazing. Art, like, I never seen anything like that. Like the super high tail, high backseat, like the ling, like, I don't know, the back. I just are looking, right? Like, where in the world can people do that? And get away with it. So they made a peace. Same thing with the drifters. Mountain drifters, they made peace with the little local towns and all that stuff. And it's like, when you can do it, when you cannot do it. You know, make sure like what the traffic are. traffic are not busy on the roads. And they can do it, no problem. No police, no nothing. But in the US, I've been seeing donuts here all over the place. And there are people just driving, like, even like Teslas. They're driving way past speed limit. I mean, like twice, and it would just pass, feel great. Didn't get caught, right? You didn't get caught. You're like, yeah. That's when you're young. You got that, right? The one portion of the kids would do this. The other side were just onlookers, right? Then the other ones, the little tiny portion of it. Kids just like, oh, this is wrong. I'm going home. Right. But majority of kids are like, yeah. It's like, I guess it's the same thing with a sense of I belong to something. And for me, it was like easy. So I never actually searched for it, because since I played guitar for so long and I got into the band thing, and I'm just like, yeah, we skateboard, and there was some crazy stuff. But most of us are pretty peaceful. What we do, the cops come, say, can't do this shit. Right. We can't skate there. The parking lot. And I'll be like, okay, let's go somewhere else. We leave. No. But the issue is that, should we ban homing, or should we not? Because like there's so many parts to go with the local business, like the coffee and cars. People just like, no, we don't want this. We just want cars. Why can't people just look at cars and be happy? Well, some of them are drift cars when they pull in. You're like, no, when you see it. Or some of them just lowrider. You can drift them, but not. But you can see which one's drift, which one isn't. That most likely what BMWs is gonna drift, because they're made for that. It's like, do you want that? It's like, but then it just it feels like it's such a strange issue with the. Do, it's like a damn if do and damn if you don't. Okay. Because also the coffee thing, right? When they have these events, kids will come. Whether they're looking for the home towards the end, or they are, it's like, yeah, we're coming to check out all the cars and talk to our friends, feel like belong to a club, and then coffee shop makes the money. Local business makes the money. So they do benefit. But then, so it's like this, that, this, like trade-offs. So the end of my article I posted on my website, I said, peace, a measure of peace for all. So there has to be some kind of compromise between police, local business, city, and the kids with these cars. It's like ding, 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 ding. So I'm thinking, like, if you still want kids, whatever, do this honing donuts thing, so should there be, can you guys make a designated area? Or should somebody pitch together, like buy a land and just pave it, make it look like a parking lot, and then you can go drive a portable cafe in one of those trucks, like coffee trucks, just pull up and like, get coffee, you know, whatever you want. Okay, guys, kids go spin whatever. Go do that. So should it be like that? I think that's what happened with hooligans. Like you think, oh, but they shoot movies on the TV. No, you need to contact the city and follow the city ordinance for you. Contact them. So we're making a video, we're making a movie at this time, at this place, when we're gonna do this. And the city be like, okay, we give you a time and a date, and you only got this how many hours, days to shoot it, and that's it. That's it. It's like, and here's the bill. Of course, you gotta put money there. You have to. Then you gotta get the security guys in there, make sure everything's okay. Might have to get a block off. Have to block things off. So by the time they finish the set where they're gonna drive, it's not a complete one spot. You know, if they do a complete, then I would say by the time they finish putting all things together with timing and stuff, it's like $1 million for a production. That's just the chorus. Then you gotta get the cameras and stuff and all that, and that's on. Wait, so I'm thinking it's like $1.5 million to do a video. But how many views they got, right? It's a promoter company. You have the money, you can do it. But you gotta get permissions from the city. You can't just go and do it. If you go and do it, you get caught, go to jail. That's what happened in Japan. I think in West Coast, but they still do it. I mean, you see it. No, the ticket is not that expensive compared to something else. Yeah, it's like $4,000 in Queensland, Victoria, Australia. It's probably the same here. But I think down here where we are, got the WRL thing, where we are, I think it's like, if you do get caught too many times, your car is confiscated. Yeah. Then it's sold off auction. So do you want to do that to your beautiful brand new BMW or like souped up BMW? Can you afford that? So there has to be some kind of thing, right? And can't really blame the kids for doing this. You know, like I said with the production stuff, and but you know, can home. No, I guess it's kind of sort of poor, sort of not. He just dripped across the city on tarmac. But even though they blocked it off, but young kids might say, I can do this. I can do the same thing, same stunts in real life on the street. And they play GTA 5. It's like they're doing it. Then they bring it to real life. Right, I played GTA 5. I played this morning because there was a car that was an old JDM truck. I was like, oh, I gotta get that. So I played it. I'm just like, oh, I got it. That's it. Just like, I just want to collect. That's it. I'm not gonna do that in real life. I know the difference, right? Most kids know the difference, but there's a few of them is like, well, I do that in GTA 5. Let me do it in real life. Go, things fun, all that stuff. The cops come, then all that stuff, and they don't care because even though they say, "Oh no, never do that," but it's in your head already. That thought, it's in your head. Even if it's a video game, it's in your head. It will stick there. stick in it and say, I can't do this. Like, I have no idea how many times I'm seeing a little incline or one of those trucks, one of those car carrying trucks. I'm like, man, I can launch off that thing. Yeah, a lot of people want to do donuts. I wish I had a dirt bike and just jump off dirt. Like every time I see a dirt, a new construction with dirt, I'm like, oh man, dirt bike can just go. Do a backflip. Right, you can drink, but don't do it. Know the difference, don't do it. But then there are people just, I'm gonna do it. Why not? Hey, nobody said I can't. So there, that's the issue with these honing and all that. I don't know. What do you think? Should it be banned? Should this donut stop at car meets? The reffing, which is started with a Botosuku. Bosozoku. Should that be banned completely? Because if you ban it, more kids are gonna do it. Maybe like do it half and half. Well, like this county sheriff showed up at that meet at the night thing. Night honing. Showed up and then just say, break it up. Don't arrest anybody. Just like, maybe that's what we need. Because they're going to do it. You don't let the kids do it. They're going to do it other streets. Damn if you don't. It's that kind of thing. So, and you won't blame the video games. Well, hey, your kids play video games. They don't react it. Or they reenact what they did over there. But then there are kids that were never taught that. It's like, this is not real. Like, they couldn't differentiate. I could. Because my generation built the video games. Basically. My generation, people like 50s and up, they build video games. They're the one who put it all together and started the whole thing. It was a little different back then, but you know, and there was a game, or what was it, BMX something, I can't remember. But all the kids at BMX did the same thing in real life. I witnessed it. I'm just like, oh, that's bad. Don't do that. We don't care. This is fun. It's been like that. Kids are decadent. The kitty, the youngster. I sound like an old man when I say that. The decadence of the young. No, it's gonna happen. It has happened so many times. Every generation had something. Like, you know, after World War II. What happened? They had the biker gangs. Right? Then, like, 50s, 60s, people took, like, Model Ts and make it into, like, dragsters. So they were dragging roads. Some of these, I don't know. I don't know exactly what happened. I guess disco. But no, there's some decadence with disco too. Then 80s, where I am, my generation that started with like metalheads, right, we're decadent. I'm in the between thing, so I was doing the mosh pit thing a few years later, after I graduated. We're just like, yeah, this is a new thing, everybody just mosh. Let's mosh. Actually, they did that in high school. We had a battle band, and the kids were just jumping off the stage, on the stage, off stage, all my friends. It was funny. It's a battle band, and the principal's like, I don't believe it. He saw me, he's like, but you're Asian. It's like, but hey, I'm a musician, damn it. So we had decadence. Then we had the skateboard thing. Some crazy skateboarder thing happens, and it's gonna happen. I mean, now with the honing, right, cars, then what's next? When everybody has a hovercraft, this is gonna be a honing with a hover. You're gonna do hover donuts, and it's gonna be every generation. And you have to. And every generation came before it, try to look at it. Say, I can't believe the kids been doing this, that. Yeah, it's gonna happen. So there has to be some kind of compromise between the parties. But are they gonna do it? No, I just don't think so. It's not written in your culture. Asia, maybe. Japan, you might actually get that. You might get a compromise. They actually will meet, a city will meet with the kids and local business. Be like, well, how about this? This day, on this day of the week, you guys can go at this time. The rest, you can do nothing. If you do it at outside of a lot of time, you get arrested, then your car gets impounded. So agreed, everybody's like, agreed. Because if you do that, you know, local business get something. Right? The police get the peace. The kids have fun just for that few minutes. They will look forward to it, maybe. And they will maybe even pitch. I heard about that. When the drift courses. Mountain, a little mountain in Japan. The roads, because they were drifting, the roads fell apart. So the kids, with the youngsters, well, now some they're older, but they pull the money together and they pave the road. They spend like a couple of days, did it themselves, paved the whole thing. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. That can happen in Japan. So could it happen here? Or are we too? Are we free to do? Don't know. I don't know. Okay. I'm on Zero Hedge. I'm just looking at the $100 million $100 million goal heist in Canada's biggest airport. Good fellas, me telling you, job. Really? What happened? Holy cow. See? If there's a way, somebody's gonna do it. £3,600 of gold. Man, that's a lot of gold. Holy cow. Go heist. That's true. Pew. So French poll. The French polls. What's a French poll? It's a pastry. No, it's not. A French poll finds Marine Le Pen now more popular than Macron. I have to say it with that. Should I say it with the Eduardo Pannone accent? French poor finds Le Pen now more popular than Macron. Hooray. Yes to Le Pen. No to Emmanuel Macron, who married son teacher. He's being a bad boy. Yeah. Bad boy. Okay. That's not cool. I didn't do it correct because I got a muscle. I got this weird muscle thing. I gotta do the mouth exercise. Oh, what they call the actor speaking. I forgot. I learned it a long time ago by had a speech therapist because I wasn't pronouncing words correctly. So I did this exercise. Then I did it and I was like, now I was speaking perfect. I'm like, see? It just, you're lazy. It's like, oh man, don't call me lazy. I said, you're lazy. Crypto price, I don't want to. I'm not looking at it because it dropped. Not significant. It's no point. Everybody knows. You can bypass that. I didn't even look at New York Post. Like, do I dare? Royal snub. Oh, no. Archie Lilibet missing from William and Kate's birthday tribute to Queen Elizabeth. Ew. Nikki Haley faces backlash for wearing off-white dress for daughter's wedding. Oh, who cares? They just want to... We don't like you. Get out. Get out the presidential race. Get out. They're going to pick on anybody. This is also culture. Internet culture. And some people just have... I don't know what kind of issues they got. But I need to say something negative about this person. Doesn't matter who the person is. It's like, you suck. They'll be like, ah, this is for fun. Endorphins. They get that little tiny little endorphins. So yeah, post them to get little endorphins. This, unfortunately, it's a sickness. Stop. You guys who do it, you gotta stop. Just let it go. But it can't. Can you? No, of course. So it's addiction. The device, social media addiction. I went through that in the early days when Facebook started. I had to quit. It's like, I'm posting and just bored and just saying also to either do likes and stuff. I still do likes on certain things, but some I'm not on it. Social media, except when I post the images, all that stuff, like the things I'm doing for cars, for the moving vehicles, cool shot, cool photos. Cool photos. That's what I'm doing for. That is it. Then I'm doing for that. I'm tit for that tat. But I don't, yeah, it's just people have to. And then the hooning thing. Here's the thing with the car meets and stuff. You know, I think I said it on previous podcasts, when somebody crashes, all the kids will go, oh, oh. I mean, okay. But at some point, just like maybe shouldn't do that. That's why home, maybe social media started the whole, when social media started, the phone with the camera thing started. That's when honing started at the same time. So can you take the phone away? No. Because kids, that's what they live on. They're paying stuff with this. But there's a danger. Look what happened to China. Look what happened over there. Like, hey. And somebody will say, you're Asian. I said, yeah, but I'm from Taiwan. I'm a mix. I'm not a straight edge. Pure blood. I got Samoan blood. And Filipino blood. And also, I think Russian blood. So I'm a mix already. Hey. So that should, I don't know. I don't know what to say. But I think it should be limited. You know. I think the kids get a little better when they start working in real world, start going to big companies, and it's like, and you gotta be more refined. And that goes away a little bit. Climate goons deflate tires on 43. Why 43? Guys, guzzlers. SUV in Boston. 43 gas guzzlers from Boston. Why? Oh, there's boobs and butts and Britney in the naked suit with whales or whatever. Bobcat Yank. Oh, Bobcat got stuck in the Toyota. Is it yours? GR grill. Cat's like, weird. Wow. The parking garage. Owned by the two brothers. I actually know that. Yeah. They're everywhere. This building is getting, man, New York City is getting old. They gotta fix stuff. When you go to New York, you know where to park. Do not go into any buildings. Just you find those flat land. Doesn't matter anywhere, you can take a subway or take a taxi to wherever you want to go. Park outside. A secure area outside and just leave it there. Well, you want to go? Well, I did. Well, then I lived there. In the early days, I used to park in Hoboken. Took the subway to New York. We took the bus to New York. Then come back later. Helped. It does. Here we go with the trans sports. It's going to be cut out. That stuff is going to go. Can't compete. Biological differences is too great. Demi Moore in bikini. Do I need to see with a little dog? No. Then Taylor Swift. Gigi Hadid. So the, whatever. New York Post is New York Post. I'm just gonna keep doing this. Yeah, who cares? Bypass. What's next? I don't know. WCC attack. No. There's one thing I can do. I'm gonna put this image in my creative cloud. Cloud. I should start talking like that. Hello, how are you? Where is it? What? Apps? Oh. There we go. What? I think I have to do... Looks Lightroom. It's not portfolio. I think it's Lightroom. I can share the photos. So I'm doing this live. Well, everybody looks. I have photos of my grandma and grandpa. There's some pictures, like older pictures. That's not China. That's the Philippines. Well, it's actually Singapore. That's where grandma's from. Grandpa's from northern of Shanghai. But they moved to Shanghai. Did some old photos. It's like... It's some real, really old photos. Also my grandpa in Germany and New York. Actually walk the spot too. Oh, so that's where he went. I wonder why he went there. Okay. How do I upload? No. How do I upload? Okay. Oh, here we go. Choose. Wait a second. I have to sync it somehow. Oh, add photos. Duh, it's right on top. It says add photos. A huge, huge letters. I'm blind, I cannot see. Okay, upload, continue, finish. I'm gonna put this. No, that's not what we want. Share this. Share a link. Name. And then put a name. And that's all. I forgot how to do this. Share in gallery. No. Share, send to portfolio, or send to show in albums. Then, how do I do that? This, I haven't touched Lightroom for so long. You forget these tools. And they update all the time. So it's like, huh? It's intuitive. If you have an app, go directly from the app. Okay. White of wall. Okay, so now I should be able to say share. Maybe not. Okay. Well, anyway, I'll get out of there and do portfolio. It was anybody who's listening right now, you're able to see it.
Yeah, I got a tongue twister thing here.
I have to stretch my tongue a little bit. Okay. Yeah, for those of you listening, the video comes out, you know, the video version comes out, you will see it. Gonna put a whiter wall. I'm gonna put something else in there. Plus image. Image. No. Why can't I put this? I guess I have to pull it. Alright. Here, right. You gotta pull it here and in the gallery. I'm like the background's like that's a ballad. What's that song? What's our song? Superhero from Soul Invictus. Faith No More. Okay. Let me see. Studio A. Studio 2 dot rocks. You'll see on the first one. With the bike. So this is it. This is what I did early this morning. Just like, do better. The guy had a yellow shirt with a very light blue jeans. I'm like, I'll make it all white. So I wound up just showing the red. Everything else is black and white. And the flare is a color. That's it. Yeah, I got a very wide screen. You got two screens. White screen. QHD 2560. Is it 2560? By 144. I forgot. Let me take a look. Display settings. Yeah. 34. Sorry. It's not 2560. 3440 by 1440. That's the QHD or something. I can't remember. The other one is I have it on 2K right now, but it's 4K. It's meant for a video preview. So, and my DaVinci is set up that way, so I can monitor the video on the other side. It's like to see colorations, HDR, make sure they're okay. Then I bring it back to the widescreen to see what looks like in the lower resolution. Then, so when, but I put it in span, so you get span display, not separate. The one now it's like one can go straight across. So So it's neat. Yeah. Oh, Elon. I was thinking of something. Elon's ship explode. Oh, see that's when you need the kids with their phone. Say, oh, like outside. But everybody went silent. They need to like go say, oh, and take photo selfie with an exploded ship. Oh, that's when you need it. But no, of course not. They explode. No, I think what happened is they detonate. There's safety protocols. You have to detonate the ship. But launched, it was just like, I know it exploded, and I'm like, little things here and there, but the thing took off. Like, that's amazing. Like, the next step will be what they plan to do. And that works. Like, holy cow. What the rich folks, what the rich, the super rich, they're going to Mars. Hooray, get out of the planet. Get out. Take your IRS. Not IRS, but take your... Well, I was reading some stuff. It's like when the dollar goes, central bank goes, guess who goes, right? Not IRS, but central bank. Take your central banks. Go to Mars. Get out of here. Run. Well, still can. Yeah, get on your ship and get alive. Get alive. It's like, go have your macchiato and pizza. Mars pizza. Mars macchiato. Macchiato. Go have it over there. We're gonna do ours here. Yeah. I don't know. IRS. I don't know what's going to happen to Vet. They're trying to hang on, but from what I read from everybody, including some of the Wall Street guys, just like, yeah, I think we're seeing the end. They're going to have a tax code. It would be different. They're going to have the money. It would be different. It seems like we're moving towards that way. It's going to take a little while, so you still have to pay. IRS. If you owe them, it's like you still have to pay. Until then. It's not gonna happen like a few months. It's gonna have like years transition wise. But then we don't know. It just happened like boom, snap. Yay, everything changed. Is it better or not? Some people will be happy. And they will say, get alive. And I'll give you an advice. If you're stuck in your devices, you're stuck in front of your desk, stuck in something, you can't get out of it. When you know you can get out of it, but you just don't want to, you're comfortable. Guess what? Get alive. Okay, so have a great day. Friday. Have an excellent weekend. If you want to listen to Faith No More, say go ahead if you want to. If you're into it. If you don't, don't. Yeah. And another advice from Mr. John Wick. Consequences. Even though it's life, and you think when I say it's a life, imitate. No, art, imitate life. But consequence. Think about that. Karma. Think about karma. If you're going to do this, you know, something will happen. So maybe you're going to do it. Be cautious, right? Understand the consequences. If you do something with the effect, It has. Consequence. The consequence, I guess that's what it meant. They meant in the movies, karma. Yeah, so that's it. Have a great day, and I'll be back on Monday. Ciao.